It's been a couple of years since I did any extensive research on partly the Trailbreaker and the rest of that project. First off, we're talking about several different pipelines. Trailbreaker is just the name of the western segments that are around Sarnia and Chicago area. But the pipelines that go through to Montreal are also owned by Enbridge. And then from Montreal, the pipeline that goes out of the refinery currently is slated to be reversed from the coast. Currently, you can land at the coast and feed oil into the refinery at Montreal from Portland, Maine. And it's called the Portland-Montreal Pipeline. It was actually constructed around the Second World War. And there were a bunch of oil projects that were put on a crash course to get done at the time to meet the production demands of the war. That one has been in the ground for a long time, but the current plan is to build a few new pumping stations and to reverse the pipeline. So the Montreal-Portland pipeline, which is independently owned, would then become a port. And instead of taking in oil from the North Sea above the UK and Norway and Venezuela and so on, it would actually export oil, probably to refineries in the Maritimes, such as New Brunswick and St. John, all the way down the coast, places like Philadelphia and eventually the Gulf of Mexico, and allow what would be the eastern seaboard to expand production rather heavily. That project is something that's been proposed for a number of years, and only recently has the Line 9 stretch that goes to Sarnia, where there's also a Suncor and Sunoco-owned tar sand refinery operating, can bring bitumen from the west out to the east rather than currently, which is conventional oil the other way around. So it would be just another one of the multi-hundreds of thousand barrel expansion project. If that one got the go-ahead, that would be the equivalent of at least one additional mine. So that's how we should think about these things in general. In situ operations are on average 50,000 barrels a day, like sometimes more, but usually less. The giant mines in the Athabasca are about 250,000 each. So if you have a project that allows pipeline to carry a capacity of 500,000 barrels, you're talking about adding two new giant strip mines or 10 in situ operations. So that pipeline reversal project will be harder to get into the media to oppose because you're not talking about building an entirely new pipeline structure. But its impact in Alberta would be exactly the same as the approximately 500,000 barrels they're trying to deliver out of Gateway through to Kitimat and Prince Rupert areas. The reversal of the Montreal-Portland pipeline or Portland-Montreal pipeline is significant more than just reversing the flow because the pipeline as it's constructed going from east to west has, different areas that go uphill and downhill, and that changes the pressure needs when you were to reverse a pipeline. So it would mean a lot more construction and flipping a couple of switches. They will have to put in brand new pumping stations all the way along, and they would have to be pumping stations that are able to push a thicker bitumen than the regular crude. So it actually would be a very large project and more than just getting approval from the United States as well as Canada to allow reversal. There is a lot of engineering that goes into it. So it does make sense to say you want more information. I'm not saying that's where you want it to stop, but at this point, it's not as simple as just saying they want to flip the pipe from one direction to the other. It means essentially also, because that pipeline is so old, they'll probably want to dig it up and replace it to with a larger version, and they'll have to add in pumping stations that go basically from Portland all the way to Montreal, all the way along. I don't know how far apart they'll be spaced, but that's what's key.